For CertSecurity.com, I'm Rob Westerveld. You're listening to Security Wire Weekly for October 10th, 2007. In this edition, we'll talk briefly with AirTrans CISO Michelle Stewart about the airline's efforts to address the payment card industry data security standards. Also, Microsoft issues updates and McAfee acquires SafeBoot. But first, the news. Microsoft released six security updates Tuesday to address a variety of flaws in Windows, Internet Explorer, Word, and Outlook. Four of the updates address critical vulnerabilities attackers could exploit to run malicious code on targeted machines. The biggest fix was for security holes in Internet Explorer. Now, Microsoft plugged a hole, which could allow remote code execution if a user views a specifically crafted web page using Internet Explorer. In all, four flaws were repaired in Internet Explorer. Speaking to Search Security, Dave Marcus of McAfee's Avert Labs said that Microsoft patches emphasize the need for proactive browser protection and the risk of surfing the web unprotected. Other flaws were addressed in Microsoft Outlook Express, Microsoft Windows Mail, Kodak Image Viewer, and Microsoft Office 2000, Microsoft Office XP, and Office 2004 for Mac. In other news, Adobe Systems posted a workaround for a critical zero-day flaw in its programs for making and reading PDF documents. Attackers could exploit the flaw to hijack Windows machines. The flaw affects Adobe Reader and Adobe Acrobat Standard Professional and Elements 8.1 and earlier versions. Adobe Acrobat 3D is also affected. The flaw specifically threatens those running Windows XP and Internet Explorer 7. Security experts say the flaw is critical because of the widespread use of Adobe Reader and PDF documents. As a workaround, Adobe recommended users disable the Mail To option in the programs by modifying the application options in the Windows registry. Up next, my interview with AirTrans CISO Michelle Stewart, but first, this message.
Want to know which NAC products can lock down your network endpoints or which firewalls can secure the application layer? Visit our brand new integration of networking and security school. Using a combination of webcasts, technical tips, podcasts, and quizzes, a top-notch roster of renowned information security instructors will help you learn how to secure the application layer, lock down network endpoints, secure remote offices, and much more. Don't wait. Get an in-depth look at the security-related and networking-related processes affecting enterprise network security. Visit CertSecurity.com's Integration of Networking and Security School today at CertSecurity.com/NetSec. That's CertSecurity.com/NetSec.
And we're back. I spoke recently to Michelle Stewart of AirTrans about the airline's compliance initiatives. Now, AirTrans is deploying ArcSight Enterprise Security Management to log and manage event information. It's part of an overall emphasis on compliance issues. And I asked Michelle if PCI DSS and other regulations are helping free up IT budgets for security projects.
No, PCI is. In 2007, a very big initiative for us. We've had other initiatives in the past regarding SOX and for other compliance areas, but PCI is so specific in what they require, and it's much easier from an interpretation perspective than SOX is. Because with SOX, you get into these long discussions about, you know, what your interpretation of an appropriate control is and, you know, the mitigation is, you know, what's appropriate mitigation and what's a good test of that. So, I mean, there are all sorts of interpretation issues with SOX, and I think that's what everybody feels. I've read articles where they describe that exact same pain that we've gone through. Mm-hmm. PCI doesn't necessarily have that. I mean, there are some, but... It's a lot more direct, you know, in what the requirements are. And it has been a big initiative for us this year. I mean, we in the past, certainly have been aware of it, but, you know, it's something that you have to incorporate in your environment over time. It's not just you buy this software, that software, and all of a sudden, blam, you're PCI compliant. You know, you have to change processes and you have to implement procedures and policies and stuff to accommodate the increased awareness and increased security. And then you can, you know, possibly enhance that with some tools to automate. And certainly in many cases you have to, like in the case of ArcSight, I don't know how it's humanly or physically possible to, on a daily basis, review all of your critical security logs, which is one of the PCI requirements. A human can't do that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you're going to have some technology to assist in that event correlation. Mm-hmm. So we're more concerned with network security than we are with securing the store.
Sure, and I guess that's where encryption comes in, and mm-hmm. then that opens up a whole other can of worms.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about encryption? Have you had to address that at all?
Only in transmitting settlement data or other types of data.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the application, it's a proprietary application. The systems are all closed, so we don't generally get involved in large-scale encryption. We don't encrypt everything on our network. I don't know of many companies that do that.
No.
That's a huge overhead.
Do you worry about data that lies in laptops and whatnot? Is that an issue for AirTran? Are there a lot of employees with laptops? And
a small percentage of our overall system inventory are laptops, but we are concerned about it. And mobile security is something that we are beefing up this year with host-based on each laptop, host-based intrusion prevention on each laptop, and we're looking at hard drive encryption, but I believe we've decided to wait for Vista to be ready for Vista in our environment to engage the BitLocker technology on that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is our policy, and we do check that no confidential, personal, or other type of sensitive information is kept on the laptop, and that's one of our more well-communicated policies that's we have to be very careful about what goes onto a laptop.
Mm-hmm. And sure, it's not even customer data you have to worry about. It's some of the proprietary data that the company has as well, huh?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, in our case, it's not necessarily the customer data. There are some sales people with laptops, so, you know, they have to be careful with our partner data and whatnot. Yeah.
And, you know, has there had to be any major changes in the way the security organization has been put together, or has there been a major evolution, especially with the fact that there's been so many public data breaches at this point? Has that even had an impact on the way the organization looks at security?
Yeah, absolutely it's had an impact. Prior to all of the publicity and the enhancement of DSS as a critical regulation, prior to those events, security was just a cost sink that was, I think, like many areas of IT, it's looked upon as, well, we need to minimize our costs, and do we really, really need to do that? Or I believe that in many organizations, a lot more risk was accepted than there are today in today's organizations because of the publicity of the data breaches, and there are so many more of them that are being publicized now. I'm not saying that there are any more now than there were before. There's
right.
just more that are getting out in the press. And so, now organizations are willing to commit more budget to battle the issue because it's no longer this imaginary bad guy that may or may not get in and probably won't because it will never happen to us mentality. Now it's, wow, it's happened to all these other organizations. It could really happen to me, so let's do something about it. So it certainly affected the amount of budget and attention and resource that that security gets to battle the problem.
That ends this edition of Security Wire Weekly. Be sure to check out our previous podcast by going to our podcast landing page at searchsecurity.com/podcast. And as always, you can get the latest news and information at our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. For now, I'm Rob Westervelt. Have a great day.